down to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check him out at MrFloor.com and also by the Old House, New House Home Show, February 10th, 11th, and 12th at Pheasant Run in St. Charles. For more information, you can check them out at KennedyProductions.com. We're also broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you will have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And Rich?
Yes?
Who's in the studio there, buddy? Our old pal.
Well, I see you.
You see me?
I can see Deanna Davis
from
Restore.
Yeah.
And we've got
Michael
more
Reeb.
People. Wow, now I'm twisting.
Yeah, can you see? Good. You can see Michael. Man. And
yeah, I see Michael, and then you got Laura, I believe, there.
Yeah. Laura, how you doing?
And great.
Laura's from the Old House, New House show.
Old House, New House home show in Pheasant Run, coincidentally, what we were just talking about. That's pretty cool. Thanks for coming in, Laura.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is good to have you in here and talk about the home show. There's over 300 different vendors that are going to be there, correct?
Yes. This is our big spring show, and we're so excited to see all the new tips and trends, and it's just a great variety of companies participating.
And pretty much anything and everything is there, isn't it? If it has to do with your home, there's somebody there that's got it, right?
Yes. Roofing all the way down to waterproofing inside and outside of the home.
And concrete guys and bathroom and kitchen people.
Yes.
And then you brought some friends along with you. Who'd you bring with us?
I did. I brought my friends, Deanna Davies and Michael Reeb from Habitat for Humanity and the Restore in Elgin and Chicago. And we're just so thrilled to partner with this outstanding organization. We donate a portion of the ticket proceeds to this amazing group to help with the work that they're doing. It's just been a tremendously rewarding partnership for us, and we're very grateful.
Excellent. Hi, Deanna.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, and we're grateful, too.
Yeah.
Laura.
And just so you know, normally we would Facebook Live this segment.
Okay.
But
come on now.
But I was told I wasn't allowed to do that. Michael didn't want his face on Facebook.
That's right. Yeah, I don't like any images of me on the internet. None at all. Zero.
When you're in witness protection.
Yeah.
Let's not get into it, Ron. Let's talk about the Old House, New House, Home
Show.
Okay,
we'll move on. Right. Okay. Yeah,
no,
all right.
No, thanks for having us.
Excellent. So, when is the home show?
It's next weekend, Friday, February 10th through Sunday the 12th.
So Friday, what time the doors open?
Open at 10 each day, from 10 to 5 each day.
On Friday?
Yes.
10 a.m.?
Yes.
Wow. I thought it was like afternoon. You just like it did a half day on Friday.
We do.
That's how they used to be set up.
Yeah, we're doing the full day so people can come out early.
Nice.
And, you know, moms who maybe have kids in school can come on out and enjoy the day.
Look at you.
Yes. Come on over.
Nice.
Load up the minivan.
Yes.
Drop the kids off at school and come on out.
Yes.
That's excellent. Okay, good.
Make it back in time for the pickup.
Right. There you go.
Nice.
That's good. And it's in St. Charles. What's Pheasant Run area?
Yes, it's 4051 East Main Street, and that's North Avenue, so we're just a little bit west of 59.
Okay.
Right on North Avenue in St. Charles.
Okay. Excellent.
Very easy to get to.
Very easy to get to. Free parking.
And lots of free parking.
Yes, lots of free parking.
And I personally, I think they should call up and ask Trixie for some tickets.
Oh, great
idea. We have to give tickets away yet this hour. So the fifth caller, if you want to call up and say, I want some Pheasant Run tickets, then Trixie can take care of you there. But if you go out there, you get these tickets, and then you could stay, get a room there, sure, have dinner, make a whole day of it or a weekend of it, right?
Yes.
So if somebody comes in on the 10th, can they come back on the 11th with the same pass?
Yes, we do offer a return pass. So just stop up at the desk on your way out and we'll give you a complimentary return pass. It is a big show. There's a lot to see and you can enjoy different workshops, take little classes. Mm-hmm. So it is, there's a lot to see, but yes, we do offer those complimentary return passes.
Is the workshop schedule online?
Yes, it's at kennedyproductions.com, and we have a beautiful bathrooms workshop. There's a kitchen workshop. Sherwin-Williams is bringing their color mix paint forecast.
Nice.
So that's new this year. Excited for that.
Shades of Gray.
No.
Sounds like a book title. 50 Shades of Gray, maybe.
I thought this was a family show.
No. I am so tired of grays. It's
still around.
I know. And all they
we've moved to white on white.
Okay.
And there's 200 shades of white. Yeah. So it's just white on white everywhere.
Yeah. We do these projects, and I come back, and then it's just all gray. I'm like, come on. Something new, something different. Yeah. And that's probably what they're going to bring, right?
Yes, they have four different palettes. I saw a little preview, and it's a really lovely presentation. Some darks, some really rich, deep tones, and then some softer palettes of pastels and some fiery combinations. So it's going to be a really cool. I'm so grateful that they're coming. It's a cool addition to the show.
And what are the times of these?
She's coming only for one day, Friday at 11 a.m.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The kids off and then get there.
Drop the kids off. Come on over. Yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Saturday, is there an event scheduled all day long or
yes,
Saturdays
yeah.
and Sundays?
Yeah, the kitchen and bathroom design workshops, those are offered each day because, you know, those are big projects. You know, it just seems like those are the things that people are always interested in learning about. They're big projects. They're rooms that we spend a lot of time in our homes. Mm-hmm. Kitchens are not just for cooking anymore. It's, you know, a homework lab or it's a, you know, gathering space or a place to entertain. So the kitchen design workshop, we do offer that each day at 1 o'clock. And the beautiful bathrooms workshop, that's each day at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Who's this other guy right here? Who's that guy? Who's that other guy that's going to be there?
Well, that's Lou Manfredini.
Yeah. Yes. Lou's, and if you want to go see Lou, go out there and say, hey, Mighty House says hello. And tell Lou that we sent him. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
That's good. And they'll be out there. He's also going to be at the, I can't remember the name of the booth right now.
He'll be at the Permaseal.
Permaseal. Yes. Yeah. That's your foundation, guys.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know what? I've talked to Lou plenty of times. He's a great guy. I'm not going to say anything bad about him because he does a good job. So I'm just pointing it out also. Okay. All right. And then, I was just curious, Deanna, if somebody wanted to bring a toilet and donate it at the home show, can they do that?
Probably not a good idea.
No, you're not taking donations. Jeez. There?
No, we really don't have any way to
cash donations.
Bring them
yes.
back to the store. Yes, cash donations would be fine.
So don't bring your faucets in.
Probably not.
Do you take faucets?
If you have a faucet or a toilet that you'd like to donate, you just give us a call. We can maybe arrange a pickup, you know, for something hopefully more than just a used toilet. But you can drop it off at the ReStore. We'd be happy to put you in touch with the right people.
Okay. So if somebody had, if they were getting ready to redo their kitchen or they're redoing their bathroom, something like that, then you guys can come, you'll stop by and pick it up, or does someone have to drop it off?
No, we do stop by. We do send our donation truck there and pick it up. We do have some caveats, though. As to what we will pick up. So we usually ask for photographs to see the condition and so forth, because there's an expense to go and pick something up.
Right.
But we don't, if somebody's willing to drop it off, we don't require the same kind of things. They don't need to send photos or anything. They can just bring it over.
Right. And then you can take care of it that way. So
right.
You guys have two locations that you're probably promoting today too, right?
Right. So we're ReStore Elgin and ReStore Chicago. ReStore Chicago is a partnership with Habitat for Humanity of Chicago. We started this partnership about 3 years ago, and we opened the ReStore November 2014 at 6040 North Pulaski. just right off Peterson.
Okay.
And so we run the Habitat for Humanity of Northern Fox Valley, which had the original store in Elgin, runs the ReStore in Chicago for Habitat for Humanity of Chicago.
Right. And you can also just, there's also ReStores all over the Chicagoland area. If you want to find something closer, you can go there also.
Correct? Yeah, there's eight ReStores, I believe eight or nine throughout the Chicagoland area.
Right.
So, but yeah, ReStore Elgin is at 800 North State Street. And like you said, Chicago is at 6040 North Pulaski.
Okay, cool. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. You guys can stick around a minute?
Absolutely.
All right. You say yes.
Yes,
Laura.
Yes.
She's nodding her head. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
There we go.
Well, the job was going smoothly. Two more days and we'd be done. We came in right on budget. Man, this job was so much fun. But I knew the fun was over when the client said, "Hey, son, my wife and I've been talking. There's some changes we need done. That sink's just what we asked for, but my wife thinks we need two. So cut another hole in the counter, boy, should be an easy thing to do. I know we asked for stainless, but we prefer that it be white. The oven's on the left now, could you put it on the right? Why can't you
make up your mind?
We did everything you said.
Why don't you make up your mind?
I can't read what's in your head. Well, I'm
running out of patience, and I'm running out of time. And you're running out of money, cause you can't make up your mind. Blue pastels, oyster shells, pink and Kelly green.
These just aren't the colors I saw in the magazine.
What's wrong? It took so long.
Seems like that to me.
Can't you do it in a week?
Like Ty does on TV.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com and by the Old House, New House Home Show, February 10th, 11th, and 12th. At Pheasant Run in St. Charles. For more information, go to KennedyProductions.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. Learn more at MrFloor.com. You like this song, Laura?
Yes, I do.
What goes on the floor?
I think it would be cheaper if I bought it at the store.
Last straw, final draw, time to say goodbye. I wish you all the best of luck, and the next time,
just call time.
You ready, Mike?
Make up your mind.
Oh, Ty, don't pick up that phone.
You ready?
Make up your mind.
You're going to need to send these people away for about a year.
Make up your mind.
I'm so glad this job is over.
There she goes.
Make up your mind.
I feel 25 years old.
Make up your mind.
There we go. Got the whole gang singing there. Excellent. And we're joined in studio by Laura from the Old House, New House Home Show. We've got Deanna and Michael from the ReStore. And we got a full house today. This is excellent. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, okay, definitely. Laura, what's the newest thing that's at your show that's kind of just was a surprise to you? Like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool stuff. Something new that's coming to your show that maybe you haven't seen before or people haven't seen before.
Well, this is pretty cool. We just got a registration this week. It's a tool called the Framers.
Uh-oh, tool. All right, tools.
Okay.
Ears are perked up.
Got his attention.
It's called the Framers Friend.
Framers Friend.
And it's a metal shield.
Okay.
For framing that would go on the opposite side of the nail gun to protect your hand. So
then I can't shoot myself.
You can't shoot yourself.
No, come on.
And I can say I learned a little bit more about the value. I was lucky enough to be at the Women Build earlier this spring for Habitat for Humanity. Okay. And if anyone has a chance to be part of that, I would highly recommend it.
Thank you.
Yes, it was so fun and it was well run and it was just a really joyous occasion. And that comes up, I think, in May.
Okay.
But I am an event planner. Even though I work on a home show, I right. don't have a lot of handy skills. But I learned that day we were framing on one of the homes.
Uh-huh.
We were using hammers, but now I understand why that tool would be beneficial.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah,
the protector. So it's called the Framer's Friend. It's their first time joining us.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like a really cool tool.
So it's so that the nail doesn't go off to the sides or something?
It's so that when you're doing the pneumatic uh-huh. nail gun, that yeah. the nail wouldn't shoot through the wood into your hand.
Again, there's no fun in that. How many times have you shot yourself, Rich?
Never.
Oh, come on.
Well, twice in the thumb, but that was a trim gun. And
okay,
that's when
yeah.
the nail hits the corner bead and yeah. comes back at you.
Exactly.
I think it's time to knock on wood,
it was
Rich.
Hold the work,
hold
the work, yep. place the gun, move hand.
Right. But sometimes you can't. You got to hold it just there and your thumb's right up against it and the nail just pops through a little bit. It just, you know, it's a little hole in your thumb. It's no
problem. Happens.
It happens fast.
Yeah.
It's
and,
quick.
You know,
it does. It doesn't hurt much going in. It's the out that really bothers you.
Right. And I've never done it with a framing hammer, only the trim gun. So
it's, yeah, only the trim gun.
Yeah, that's okay. So it's no big deal.
Well, I was the one on the job site hammering with my pointer finger uh-huh. out, and I was told by a very kind and patient Dan,
uh-huh.
you're going to want to tuck that away, or you're going to have tendonitis at uh-huh. the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
I was also the one, we called it the squeak of shame, uh-huh. as my sinker nails were going in and bending, and then you're like trying to pull it out real quietly. And
okay. Sounds like Deanna needs the hammering 101 class.
I do?
For people coming in.
We need to offer
oh,
it.
Oh, we need to offer it.
Yeah. It's just a basic. How do you, people, honestly, and we hire people, they have the hammer, but they got their whole arm going at it, you know, and they're trying
yeah,
to hit
I
a nail.
I was doing this and with the L-shaped fingers.
You don't use your whole arm.
I remember one of the first things Rich showed us when we did a thing at the Habitat for Humanity.
A workshop?
We did a workshop, yes. He said, you know, the handle on the hammer is long for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He said a lot of people, women in particular, will pick it up right near the head of the hammer. He says it's long because you're supposed to hold it at the bottom of the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. People don't know this. So, Deanna, workshop.
All
then.
When are you going to be back in town, Rich?
March 4th.
There you go.
There, we can have a tool handling
the hammer
workshop.
At home workshop. Yeah.
But you just use your wrist. It's you know you don't need to be swinging your whole arm from your shoulder.
I get it. Yeah,
you know,
I get that.
But we hire people. They first
yeah,
time they pick
right.
it up, they don't know, and they're swinging
you're
their
right,
whole
they
arm.
They don't.
So yeah. that's because these tools today are pneumatics. They're easy. You know, you just pull a trigger. You don't have to actually drive a nail anymore. So those kinds of things. You know, back to basics.
I agree.
You know. I bring out my cordless saw, and the guys go, what are you doing with that? Well, it's a saw. It's really a saw. It's cordless. You don't
yeah,
have to plug
yeah.
it in, but it's...
I have a bunch of those.
Yeah. A cordless screw gun, you know, that you actually turn, you know, those kinds of things. People just aren't used to those anymore. So that's good. The good stuff to have, though, out at the home show. People can go out and see that kind of stuff, too, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So then is the guy out there cooking? Making stuff?
Yep. We have our pots and pans man will be back. He's a staple in
yeah.
the show.
Excellent.
Right,
yes.
right.
Yes.
I remember one year my booth was right across from him. So, man, I ate well that
Yeah. There's another new company called Phoenix Brick, and they do brick staining. So it's their first time joining us. So we're really excited to have them. It's just kind of another option for people. So it's really, really kind of a fun
well,
service.
If you have,
that's actually a good one because you got to change, you know, you got to make your house gray on the outside. You got to.
Oh, no, Rich, no. No, but I mean, a lot of people have those yellow brick homes and they're just tired of it and they end up painting it, which you don't want to do. And the staining is really a great option. They can make it look any color you want. You can pick a color palette and let them rock and roll on your house
mm-hmm.
and changes the look of your house dramatically
yes.
for a fraction of the cost.
Is it sprayed on, or how's that work?
I'm not 100%
sure. I think
sure.
we need to go to the Old House, New House home show at Pheasant Run February 10th, 11th, and 12th and find out.
Good idea.
That's how you do it, right?
Thank you. Okay. Yes. Great idea.
And we're talking to Laura from the Old House, New House Home Show here, and also Deanna and Michael from the Restore. So what kind of things can people bring to the Restore?
Go ahead, Michael.
Well, so the Habitat for Humanity Restore, it's a home improvement discount center, and we take donations. That's how we have inventory. So anything that you'd find in Lowe's, Ace Hardware, Home Depot, so, you know, appliances, cabinets, furniture, those are some of our big sellers. But anything small as well, you know, electrical, windows, sometimes people will come and just drop off a pedestal sink.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, essentially anything that would be coming out of a remodel or a home that could be, you know, reused and repurposed, we would love to have it. We sell it at a discounted rate, and all those, you know, proceeds go back to Habitat for Humanity to build homes in the Chicagoland area for families that
the family that's getting a home built, they just sit back and let you guys build them a house, correct?
No, they do not. They are very, very involved in that home build. One of the biggest misconceptions with Habitat for Humanity is that we are just giving away free homes. It's
right.
Actually interest. Free home ownership, but the homeowners have to participate. They have to be willing participants and put in sweat equity, and you know, they take classes to learn about how to maintain and care for the home. So it's a very good program, and it's a successful program because we equip those homeowners with the tools that they need to, you know, maintain that home for the life of the home.
And they're donating time either at the store or on their project. Is that correct?
That's correct. It depends on their schedule. So they work on their home, but if for some reason their scheduling is off with the construction, because Habitat relies on volunteers mm-hmm. to construct the home, so they usually only build, you know, they only do it a couple of days a week. So if their schedule doesn't gel, then they can volunteer at Restore to get their sweat equity hours. In Northern Fox Valley, the sweat equity is 250 hours to put in. And it can be a family thing, too. I mean, it doesn't have to be just...
Child labor is okay?
No.
Is that what I just heard? Didn't she just say, Laura?
Is that what she just said?
I think she said child labor is okay.
Oh, my God. There goes Facebook a light up.
We call it education.
Oh!
It's learning, Ron. That's
oh,
the difference.
Okay.
With the older ones...
Uh-huh.
Or if they're, you know, sometimes they have the multiple family members living mm-hmm. with them. Maybe an aunt might be living with them, too. So they can also
pitch in and help out.
Correct.
And Robbie's got a question there.
No, it was just a comment.
Okay.
To add to some of the things that are also at the Restore, pet supplies. I've seen pet food there and pet toys and pet bones, which I've bought. Furniture. Artwork, lots of artwork. There's lots of books. There's gardening tools, pots, plants. There's paint. There are stoves and refrigerators and other appliances. I bought garage sale signs there, lighting fixtures, safety gloves, vests.
Just take
I know
the mic
he's
away
saying,
from her.
He's saying Christmas mm-hmm. decorations. There's china there. There's glassware. There is everything.
Yeah, and if I may, also, we're talking a lot about Restore. The best way to find out about it, rather than giving you a bunch of phone numbers, restoreelgin.org, restorechicago.org. Those are ways to get the number for the place if you have something to donate, more information about what we will and will not take, et cetera. So, yeah.
Good job, Michael. All
awesome.
Right, Laura, I appreciate it. Next weekend, the Old House, New House Home Show, February 10th, 11th, and 12th, correct?
Yes, at Pheasant Run in St. Charles.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank,
all right,
you.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
We'll be back right after this.
Mighty House will return.
I won't call you.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. The Old House, New House Home Show, February 10th, 11th, and 12th at Pheasant Run in St. Charles. For more information, you can go to KennedyProductions.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you will have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. It's all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. The door keeps opening and closing. What's going on there?
Well, because you were trying to kick out the wonderful people from the
I didn't try to kick them out.
I always have to look. Old House, New House show and the restore, but I wanted them to stay.
Why?
Because I like them. So, and you know what? If anybody has any questions, we have another 15 minutes or so.
Yep.
So did we even say people can call in and ask questions of Habitat for Humanity, of the Restore, of the home show.
Mm-hmm.
So the number is 847-475-1590. If you're a little nervous, you don't want to call, you can email robbie@mightyhouse.net.
That works too.
Right. That works too. So yeah, you can still ask any questions.
We're just forcing Laura to stick around now.
At this point. Okay. I'm on.
Yeah, and if you want to know what goes on every week on the show, go to mightyhouse.net
yep.
and sign up for the newsletter. And, you know, if it annoys you, then unsubscribe. But for the most part, it tells you what's coming up during the
Right, let you know.
Show.
And the other thing I want to say is we are having people who are emailing us and Facebooking us and saying that they are having major problems listening to us.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah, the tune-in apps, all of it drops. The station doesn't carry well.
You know, ever since we've switched channels, they're having trouble picking it up through Huntley and Woodstock. They've been listening online, but it keeps getting interrupted by other talk shows are coming through. Yeah, and that's the second time that I've heard that. So, you know what? We are working on it. We're really sorry that this issue is going on, but we are working out the bugs. And you could also listen to the podcast. You could listen through mightyhouse.net. You can find out shows later on. We're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you telling us because that means you want to hear us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just taken a little bit. But, you know, don't forget to call us, too, because we have all the experts and we have wonderful people, again, from...
Just call up, tell them to put you on hold, and then you can listen that way.
I like it. Hey, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot, Laura. Do you have, like, another set of tickets you can give away to the home show?
Of course, absolutely.
Sure.
Okay, so that's next weekend in St. Charles, and the number to call, 847-475-1590. Now is a really good time to call.
Because
Trixie's not listening to us.
And she's not paying attention.
So, fifth caller, call now.
Nice.
Hurry, call fast. Call now. 847-475-1590. It's a great show.
Uh-huh.
Call now. Hurry. Hurry, please. I'm begging you. Call right now. Everybody, call now.
Okay. So.
Oh, okay. She's coming back. Bye.
One more question for you, Deanna.
Oh,
Since we're sticking around here.
Yeah.
What about, we talked about homeowners donating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can contractors do the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to defer to Michael because Michael is our product procurement manager, so he actually goes
out and visits
businesses.
Yeah, I even have business cards. Right?
No,
yeah, it's crazy.
Wow,
he's
excellent,
a big boy.
Yeah, so when it comes to donations, absolutely individual donations, but corporate donations, business donations, even from schools, universities, and colleges, we'll take from them as well.
I was in there last week dropping some stuff off, and it was like the church pews or something in there. What is that?
Yeah, I think in Restore Chicago, there's currently some church pews. They're discounted. They're affordable. So if you're looking for something interesting, come on and pick them up.
Really? Those make great kitchen benches.
Yeah.
Trestle table and bench. My God, I'd be all over those.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
They were...
And I'm sure they're oak.
Oh, yeah. They were oak, and they were 10 to 12 feet long, though. They weren't small
Yeah,
ones.
They're long.
Yeah, they're big ones.
They can be shortened.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, they can.
Yep.
Go over to the Old House, New House home show. You pick up a saw... over there at the show, and then you go over to the Restore, cut the thing in half, put it in your car, boom, done. You're ready to go.
Do you still have the movie theater seats?
The movie theater seats?
No, we do not.
No.
That's okay, though. we have a lot of other things, and that's the best part about Restore is that our inventory is constantly changing based on what we get in
Absolutely.
Donations. One week we might have church pews, the next week we might have theater seating. We have furniture, we have this and that. So,
And brand new appliances now in certain stores, too, correct?
We do get new appliances from different places. So, yes, you can find new appliances and gently used appliances.
And when's the hardware show? There's like a hardware show. Is that going on this year?
Which hardware
show? Isn't there like a big hardware show downtown?
At McCormick Place, you always get truckloads.
And then they bring truckloads of stuff?
Actually, we hope to partner again with them this year. There's actually two hardware shows. There's the Ace Show in August, and True Value is in September.
And
we have partnered the past several years with both of those. And yes, we've taken out hundreds of pallets of materials from the exhibitors who leave product behind and donate to us. It's amazing.
It actually saves them money because they don't have to haul it back wherever they're
going.
So they bring it in, they have it at the show. Whatever gets left there then gets sent to the ReStore.
Right.
And then you guys are able to sell that and make a couple of
bucks. We have like 60 volunteers that help pack up these materials on one of those days, on each of those.
Yeah, and you mentioned saving money, and that's one reason we do work with businesses. If you have, you know, excess inventory or overstock or some things that are slightly dented or dinged, rather than, you know, paying to get those disposed of, you can donate them to the ReStore. We'll help to pick them up. You'll get a tax receipt for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. That's why we send a truck down every couple of weeks.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, every manufacturer, every warehouse, they have to do inventory at the end of the year, and I find it a lot easier. If you just donate it, you write in a zero. Boom, done with inventory. We have none.
Exactly.
I know one big retailer used to do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, you know, you're thinking about, what am I going to do next weekend? Okay, here's my suggestions. First of all, you're going to declutter your home.
Where?
You're going to go through your house and you're going to get rid of a bunch of stuff you don't need. And you're going to take it where?
To the ReStore.
To the ReStore. Then you're going to go over to the
Old House, New House, Home Show
and
buy more stuff in Pheasant Run.
Yes. Now, let's say, for example,
this is economic growth.
That you
right
are
here.
A male or a female who isn't into that kind of stuff, but your partner or spouse is. And I don't want to be, you know, like, oh, if you're a wife and your husband, you know, whatever. You know who I'm talking about. So if you're that person, but you want to have a nice weekend with your husband after you've cluttered. So, ladies, we tend to like gardening a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There are gardening vendors there.
Yes. There are landscaping ideas. And
Yes. There are. There are closet designers.
Yes. Yes.
So you can keep all your junk and they just reorganize it so you can pack it away
more
better.
More pigeonholes. Yes.
And there are handmade chocolates.
What?
Yes.
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 I looked up. I did my research.
Yes.
Because I'm just saying, you know, I would walk around and be like, eh.
Surprised
you
got past chocolates.
That's funny. So, you know, I'm just saying there's something for everybody.
Yes.
You know? So if you want to go and, you know, bring your husband, he likes that kind of stuff, or you want to look around, he's busy yapping with people and you're kind of like, you know, let's move on. Honey, I'll be back. Go to the chocolate place. You know?
It's a great variety. You're right, Robbie. It's a wonderful variety.
Yes, there's something for everybody at that show.
Yeah.
You know, so there are the workshops. So that's what you're going to do next weekend. You're going to clean out your clutter.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to, you know, bring it to the ReStore. You're going to go shopping for new stuff.
At Old House, New House, Home Show.
Yeah.
Yes. And then just to kind of complete the whole tie-in here, we're so happy to be able to donate a portion of the ticket proceeds to the Habitat for Humanity of Northern Fox Valley and the ReStore in Elgin and Chicago.
Right.
It's just been such a great partnership, and it just adds so much meaning to the work that we're doing. So there is an admission fee to the event, but it's kind of going full circle all the way around, and it's our pleasure to have this partnership with Deanna and Michael.
But your admission fee is not much, and if you go 2 days, it's like half price then.
Right, and there is a lot to see. You can take the little classes. One of the workshops we didn't mention was the Decorating Style School. It's new this year.
How to use gray?
How to use gray, 50 shades, all 50 shades. It's a new workshop. It's going to be on Sunday at noon, Decorating Style School with the DIY Playbook. So these gals, they're young,
nice.
They're bloggers, you know, but they have a huge audience and we're so lucky to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're Chicagoans, so it's kind of a fun local tie-in.
Excellent.
But all of the ticket proceeds, we're so happy to donate a big chunk of those back to Habitat.
Yeah.
Deanna?
We're very, very grateful. Right. I was thinking about this the other day. We've been doing this show since September 2007.
Wow. 10 years?
You. Yeah.
Wow.
I had just started and somebody said, somebody named Laura Kennedy called. She does this show called The Old House, New House, Home Show. She wants you to call her back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she offered us a booth and they donate the booth as well.
Oh, wow.
Which is amazing. And we can't be more grateful. We're way more grateful than you.
No, we are more grateful. It's a love fest.
Okay, and dare I say, there's a Robbie discount.
Yes.
There is a Robbie discount on top of all that. There is a Robbie discount.
You didn't tell me.
I know.
What's the Robbie discount?
The Robbie discount is if you go to KennedyProductions.com and you sign up online and buy your ticket online, I think you get a buck off, don't you?
We'll make one for Robbie.
There wasn't one. You just pressured her.
No, I didn't. No, it's on. Go to their website. Go, buy tickets now. And it's, if you buy online, you get $1
off.
How
much is the ticket, just so people know?
The adult tickets are $7.
Which is nothing.
And the seniors over 62, it's $4. And you can do the return pass. We do offer that. If you come for a little bit and then you want to go home and measure or take a photo, come on back, and we'd love to have you back again.
And you know what? I just noticed that there's another vendor, MyPillow.
Yes.
I have a MyPillow.
Your pillow or mine?
Stop it.
Mine?
MyPillow
or yours?
No, Michael's.
Her pillow.
Michael's. I have a MyPillow.
Okay.
So if you've ever heard the commercials or
no,
anything like that.
No, never heard those anywhere.
Yeah. And you're like, you know what? I want to check this thing out. Go. I love MyPillow. I'm just saying. I'm not a paid spokesperson for MyPillow, nor am I for the home show or the Restore.
Right, but.
I love MyPillow.
All right. The Old House, New House, Home Show. You love that mic stand, don't you, Robbie?
Yes.
Old House, New House, Home Show, February 10th, 11th, and 12th. Next weekend at Pheasant Run.
Yes,
thanks,
that's
Laura.
Right.
The show's over now, so we do have to go.
All right, thank you.
And the Restore in Elgin and in Chicago. Right. And we appreciate your time, Deanna.
Yeah,
Michael.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be back with Michael Novak right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return. Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. And by the Old House, New House Home Show, February 10th, 11th, and 12th at Pheasant Run in St. Charles. For more information, you can go to KennedyProductions.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And with that, if Laura dropped off a bunch of tickets here. So if you, I'm just going to say, if you want tickets, give us a call, 847-475-1590.
No, 1590. 1590, yes. As in the AM signal.
I know.
1590.
We've got one, and Robbie's just playing with that mic over there. Just go ahead, do it again, Robbie.
Yeah.
It's we've got the inner sanctum.
I bet that gets worked on next.
Laura dropped off one, two, three.
I was working in the lab late one night.
Thank you.
Yes. My eyes beheld a queer sight.
I have a really quick thing to say about Laura.
Yes.
Really, really quick.
Yes.
Uh-oh. I ran into her at a Habitat Restore event maybe a year ago. I was with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Random ran into her.
Right.
Said hello, whatever. She just left, hugged me, and said, tell your sister I said hi.
Mm-hmm.
What? It was a 2-second meeting a year ago, and she's that nice to say.
Well, she should be running for Congress then.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I say. If you can remember people's names and faces, run for Congress. I'm not only bad at names, I run into people that I've known forever, and they, Mike, how are you? And I'm...
Fine, how are you?
We do the same thing, and then hopefully my wife's with me, because then usually what we do is she goes, oh, he's so rude. My name's Gina, and I get the name.
I love it. You got to
tag. I'm terrible.
No, that's great. You got to tag team sometimes. You got to have somebody who can help you through that. Yeah.
Did we introduce you guys?
I mean, I take medication for it, so, you know,
it is
what
it is. We need no introduction.
Do we really need to introduce Mr. Novak?
Yes.
It's Mike
and Peggy Malicki.
Okay. And Peggy. Yes. Mike and Peggy. That's
it.
We do a show here. Did
really?
You know
this is radio. You have to introduce
them. I thought
them.
We just came in for donuts.
Donuts. Donuts.
Those are the donut holes.
Well, there's no donuts at all. There's just holes.
Just holes. Oh. Yeah. It's all air. That's all.
Which they're lower in calories than donuts.
Of course, because they're just air.
The holes.
Excellent.
And they escaped from the donuts, too. So
really?
Yeah.
So you guys have a big show coming up today?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, also, I've learned. Here's the plan.
Uh-oh.
Because we get out of here, you know, we have our big post-production meeting with the show, and I can't listen to your show then.
Okay.
So, but I was always having troubles. Now I can go on my Sunday morning bill paying when I sit down and do all my bills and stuff at home. I pull up your podcast and listen to the show that way.
Woo-hoo.
So I still have Mike Novak.
We don't have a dinger in here, do we?
On Sunday mornings. I still have you on Sunday mornings.
Well, that's all right. Give him a ding. Thank you.
See?
Nice.
That's great. That's cool. Thank you.
So just go to the podcast.
Yeah.
MikeNovak.net.
MikeNovak.net. You can go to iTunes. We're, I don't know.
You know,
you've got that whole list of things.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we're on all of those. But,
but we are on a lot of them.
But yeah, yes. Peggy went out there one day and she discovered that we're on all these different podcast lists that I had no idea even existed. It's really weird.
Yeah. I know. You just find yourself popping up all over the place. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, very odd. Very
so is it too late to dig in dirt yet?
Too late?
Too early?
Too early.
It's still too early?
Yeah, it's frozen.
Okay, can we start playing inside? Is it ready to, can we
you
start
know,
to do our planters?
We're getting just seeds? To that. Yeah, just to that point where you can start thinking about doing seeds. You got a back time. You look at, you know, when are you going to put it out in the garden?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a tomato, no, don't even think about it yet, okay? If it's
well, last year I didn't get my first tomato until September.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it just it took forever. Yeah,
and last year was an amazing year for tomatoes.
Not at my place,
except at his house.
Now
well,
strawberries.
And we know about your strawberries. In fact, I gave away some of those strawberries that Ron gave me, and those are Marshall strawberries, which are no longer in danger of extinction.
No,
because of Ron Cowgill, basically.
They're taking over Glenview right now.
We'll bring in some more. I've got them. You know, I hope I didn't make a mistake. I planted more in my yard this year too.
Uh-oh.
So yeah, I know. But I ripped out a lot of stuff. I put in a lot of native plants last fall, and now this spring is going to be very interesting to see which of them actually survived.
What?
Because Rich, you don't know it, but this has been an awful winter in Chicago for plants because we've had no snow cover. And we freeze and we thaw and we freeze and we thaw, and what it does is it does that with hardscape too. It heaves that stuff out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got
sidewalks are all
I got
over
some
the
pavers
place.
In the backyard. They're being heaved up because it freezes and it thaws, and it's that same thing happens to plants. Mm-hmm. So the roots get exposed, and it's really tough for them in a winter like this. So this is a reason you put mulch down. This is a reason you throw your Christmas tree, you cut the branches off, you throw it on top, or straw, or wood chips. You wait till the ground freezes, and then you put it on. In fact, we had, who was it? I think it was Lisa Hilgenberg from Chicago Botanic Garden a couple of weeks ago, and she said, you know, this might be a really good time. You could throw some mulch down now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's been sitting out in the back, it's frozen. But if you got it at a store and it's loose, throw it on the ground now, because if we continue this pattern, it's going to be brutal for those plants.
Hmm. I don't know.
I didn't think of that. I mean, Ron and I were talking. He said that you guys haven't had really any snow or rain for some time.
Yeah.
But
we had a little bit of rain.
Freeze-thaw cycles are not good.
Yeah, but we're in the snow drought. There hasn't been snow cover in probably 3 weeks.
We haven't had snow cover since Christmas Day.
Wow.
All right, so we're over a month. We're like a month and a half without snow cover right now.
So
and you know how that always comes. You'll get 28 inches the next snow.
Well, of course. So. And you know when it'll be? It'll be like April 17th, all right, is when that'll happen.
When it really doesn't matter anyway.
Right. No, when it just messes with people.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And so
damage is done already.
At the end of your show, you'll have Rick on to tell us why we're not getting any snow?
Exactly. Rick DeMaio, meteorologist.
Extraordinary.
If we can get him to stop talking politics for about 3 minutes.
Right.
We'll get a forecast from him. So, but I love him for it. I mean, I love it for him. But, yeah, you know, I think that's going to be the first question is, what's going on? Why no snow?
Right.
And I see we're running out of time here, so I just want to make sure that folks know that in the show today, one of the things we're talking about is factory farms. And we've covered this a lot on the program, and we've got Karen Hudson and Craig Porter on, and they are with the Illinois Citizens for Clean Air and Water. And there's a lot of stuff going on downstate with Factory Farms. So it's a really interesting conversation. So stay tuned for that.
Excellent. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. The conversation continues all week long. Just look on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show and Twitter at Mighty House. And next week, we're going to have Dave Bowling on. He's a residential building envelope manager for Henry Company. We're going to talk Blueskin. Check that out. We're talking Blueskin VP100 next week. Robbie can't wait.
No idea. You
no
didn't
clue
make
what
that.
You're talking about.
That's
you
right.
Didn't go, Thank you.
It's better than house wrap. Let's put it that way.
And Mimi Altman from NARI was also going to be in. We'll have another tip of the week. Clutter Clarity.
Was
and in between,
or is.
She will be in. And in between that, we'll be taking your calls.
I caught that too.
Yeah.
Thanks to Steve Burness from the BBB. Just call him up and say, hey, can you hear me? And then also Laura and from the Old House, New House Home Show, and Deanna and Michael from the Restore. Great seeing everybody there today. I appreciate it. For Rich Calgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
Don't yell.
Jeez. And we're out.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.